An asylum loophole may soon be closed. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House announcing an agreement with Canada ahead of President Biden's meetings today with Prime Minister Trudeau in Ottawa.
As millions of migrants have crossed into the U.S. from our southern border over the past 2 years, Canada has seen a sharp increase in would-be asylum seekers heading north, many coming in via Roxham Road from New York. The deal will apparently mean most migrants will be turned away at the Canadian border. However, in exchange, Canada has agreed to start a new refugee program in response to all this that will accept 15,000 asylum seekers from Central and South America.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a previous agreement said asylum seekers had to apply in the first country where they arrive, but it only applied at official border crossings. The two leaders scheduled to hold a joint news conference later, with President Biden likely to face questions about the airstrikes he ordered on sites used by Iran in Syria after an unmanned Iranian drone attacked a U.S. base in Syria, killing an American contractor and wounding five U.S. service members and another contractor.
This brazen attack by Iranian-backed forces poses a significant challenge to the White House, which was caught flat-footed earlier this month when China brokered a surprise reconciliation deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia, and comes a day after China and Russia vowed to join forces to create a new world order while meeting in Moscow.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Iran proxies responding to the retaliatory U.S. airstrikes with a rocket attack on another U.S. base in Syria. No injuries there. Michigan's governor just signing a bill that repeals the state's right-to-work law, which allowed employees in unionized workplaces to opt out of paying union dues and fees. More than 20 states have similar laws in place. Michigan's the first in 58 years to repeal one. Democrats say opting out lets workers get a free ride for union representation. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A different kind of weapon from North Korea, which keeps conducting tests in protest of U.S. military exercises.
North Korea claims to have tested an under-the-ocean nuclear weapon, which they say generates a tsunami able to destroy fleets of naval vessels or seaports. Defense analysts are a bit skeptical of the claims, saying such devices aren't necessarily new nor effective. Though such a test is another example of the communist nation's escalation of threats against neighbors and rivals. The demonstration comes in the midst of joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises around the Korean Peninsula. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Chaos on a local train in Germany as a man threatens passengers with an axe-like implement, injuring one teenage girl. Her injury is described as non-life-threatening. Police say the man apparently went through several cars of the train. There's been no information on the cause of his behavior, but at this point, police don't think it was alcohol, drugs, or any religious or political motive. They're only about 30 miles apart, but two Florida cities are having a much different spring break experience.
Fort Lauderdale police telling Fox News Digital no major incidents in the 2023 spring break season except for two notable arrests for a random assault on a disabled man and a fight with a security staff member at a bar. But plenty of Miami mayhem. At least 322 arrests in Miami Beach between February 27th and March 19th. 70 guns seized, two people killed. Others injured in stampedes after gunshots rang out twice, crowds jumping on occupied cars as well, prompting Miami Beach officials to declare a citywide state of emergency.
Fox's CJ Papa, South Beach has a midnight curfew in effect through Monday, including a crackdown on alcohol. Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow's up 27 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.